If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Good morning. It is 8:09 in Chicago. Actually, we should be playing some graduation music, some graduation songs. It's that time of year, and everything's virtual. Dean Richards is here with a little bit of a sample of some celebrity speeches. Good morning, Dean.
I'm always up for a little pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, and we got some.
We do. A couple of celebrities are stepping up to do commencement speeches for different institutions, since there will be no traditional graduation ceremonies this year. Ryan Reynolds was one of them. Got online and did an uncharacteristically serious speech for him, because he's usually pretty irreverent. But he gave the commencement speech to the graduating class at his old high school.
Some of you might consider me successful. I don't know. Some of you may have seen Green Lantern. But I'll tell you this, empathy has got me so much more, so much farther in not only my life, but in my career. Mirroring, empathizing, validating someone else's experience or point of view is just about the most radical act of ambition that you can ever demonstrate.
Yeah, this is pretty nice, talking about compassion, empathy. And then he really got to the heart of the matters and passed out gift cards from the pizzeria that he used to go to when he went to high school there.
Cool.
For every graduate and every teacher that was there, which is really nice. Tom Hanks also gave a little bit of a commencement speech. And he did it at a college in Dayton, Ohio, where they feature the Tom Hanks Motion Picture School.
You started in the olden times, in the world back before the great pandemic of 2020. You will talk of those earlier years in your lives just that way. Well, that was back before the COVID-19. That was before the great pandemic. Part of your lives will forever be identified as before. In the same way other generations tell time, like, well, that was before the war, or that was before the internet, or that was before Beyonce.
Was there a time before Beyonce? Can't remember that.
I don't know about that.
This was to the Wright State University, Dayton, Ohio, Tom Hanks Center for Motion Pictures. But he gave a very nice speech as well. So, you know, these students are, it looks like they're going to be getting something at least to remember their graduation day by in this bizarre year.
Yeah, I feel bad for the graduates missing out on a lot of activities connected with graduation, but at least they have some of that. Let's talk about this Parks and Recreation special. Now, I didn't see this. They raised money during this?
Yeah, they were asking for donations for Feeding America. This was, you know, the organization that's feeding people who are suddenly without work, suddenly without enough food to take care of themselves. And, you know, you wonder at some point if people are still donating to all of the benefits and, you know, kind of telethons that are going on right now, because people are hurting themselves right now. People are out of work. Do they have money to donate to charitable groups? In the case of this Parks and Recreation reunion from last week, the answer is yes. They raised $3 million in an hour.
Wow.
For Feeding America. They continue to take donations, by the way. FeedingAmerica.org/Parks and Rec. They're going to take donations all the way up until May 21st. So people are, you know, people who can donate are donating, and they're being very charitable.
And then there's the Eye for India benefit concert. Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
Eye for India?
Yeah, this is, you know, we've heard about a lot of the benefits that took place in the United States. This one emanated from India, and it benefited 100 groups that provide food and other essential services in India, and it brought probably about 50 of the top performers, dance groups, musical groups of India, but also some familiar names too, like Mick Jagger.
Everyone has been affected by the coronavirus, but some of us are lucky enough to be able to work from home. But wage earners, they're not in that position.
It's not your fault, Pepe Hubble. I mean, no disrespect. It's my right to be headish. I still can't judge.
Shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light.
Information is set below, so please participate in any way you can. Thank you for asking me to be involved, and yeah, nothing but love for you.
Will Smith, he was part of it. Bryan Adams, Nick Jonas was part of it. Priyanka, his wife, was also, you know, part of it. Lots of worldwide names that people know, but really what was most interesting, this was a four-hour telethon, a virtual telethon that took place. It was really interesting to watch some of the Indian acts. Indian hip-hop music was really, I found the most interesting, but for my money, you give me some Bollywood dancing, and I'm there.
Look at you, so worldly.
I love it. The Bollywood dancing, it's infectious. It was really fun, really, really fun to watch. It's on YouTube if you want to take a look, and I'm sure they're happy to also still take your donations as well.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about what has become the biggest release ever on Netflix. Also, some Star Wars information and a little Tiger King follow-up.
From a normal caseload of about 20 to 90, how is the Cook County Medical Examiner coping with the pandemic? WGN-TV investigates tonight at 9.
Talking to Dean Richards over at Channel 9 this morning. And Dean, so I saw this item about Extraction becoming the biggest release on Netflix. How did I miss this? I've never heard of Extraction.
Yeah, this came out a week ago, not this past Friday, but a week ago Friday. It's this high-action movie, like super high-action movie. Chris Hemsworth plays a paid mercenary who has to sneak into a country, find the son of a drug lord who has been kidnapped, and extract him from that country. The movie is, story-wise, there's really not that much to it, but the action in this movie is maybe higher action than I've seen in any movie in a very, very long time. When it came out a week ago, I gave it a B+, and now Netflix says that it's its highest release ever. Since it premiered last week, 90 million households have tuned in to watch it. So, there, you know, in a way, I guess it's like our new box office numbers that we would be reporting to you. You know, who's watching what on what online platform these days?
Yeah, and no, I remember your interview now that you mention it, but right. I forgot about Extraction.
Well, you were so busy. I think that was the same weekend as one of the many benefits. telethon concerts
that I thought was on, you mean?
Right. I think that may have been the night that in which you were mistaken on which night the benefit was going on. By the way, put this on your calendar so you can get mixed up with this, because they just announced, just a few minutes ago, announced a telethon that's going to be taking place for the Broadway community in New York. It's going to be called Rise Up in New York. It's going to be Monday, May 11th. This would be 6 o'clock Chicago time, and it's going to be on all the social media platforms. But people like Barbara Streisand will be performing on this, Idina Menzel, Ben Platt, Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, all lovers of Broadway are all going to be performing on this. Spike Lee, Trevor Noah, Robert De Niro. Let's see who else. They've got the New York Giants Super Bowl champions.
Wow.
In here, Eli Manning, Michael Strahan. I mean, they've got quite a lineup, including performances by Bon Jovi, Billy Joel, and Mariah Carey and Sting. So this is just announced a few minutes ago. It's a week from, well, it's May 11th. Yeah, a week from today, 6 o'clock Chicago time on, you know, all the usual online platform suspects.
Great. So I got to write myself a note on that. Do they have a title for
this
thing?
Like that's going to make a difference.
Well, it may.
Like you're going to remember. Either way. It's, yes, it's called Rise Up New York.
Okay, Rise Up New York. Wow, that sounds great. And we've got a little footnote to Tiger King here, and this is about the woman whose husband disappeared and the woman who was in the battle with Exotic Joe or whatever his name was. What happened?
Carol Baskin is her name, and she has not given any interviews at all since she became a darling of Netflix. The Tiger King, also in addition to Extraction, is also you know, going crazy with viewers on Netflix. But she was tricked into giving her first TV interview. She got a call from a couple of people saying that they were producers of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So she agreed to do the interview. You know, this is all done virtually now. You can't see what's going on on the other side of these interviews. And what these pranksters, I guess these guys are kind of famous for doing prank interviews like this. They actually had recordings of Jimmy Fallon asking questions, and they played them to her on the phone or Skype or, you know, Facebook Live, however they did it. And she responded to the questions, and they got the only interview with Carol Baskin by, you know, by playing this joke. She said that at first she wasn't going to do the interview. She was suspicious about it, but at the end said it was a fun prank, gave everybody a good laugh. But, boy, I am definitely going to start doing that with interviews.
Can we hear that interview somewhere, the Carol Baskin trick interview?
I haven't been able to find any audio of it yet. I'm going to keep looking. When we do, I'll definitely play some for you.
Yeah, let us know.
It's kind of genius. It's incredibly dishonest, but it's a little bit on the genius side, I got to say.
Yeah, it's sort of the old fake phone call, crank phone call. Yeah. Elevated one level up for the modern technology.
Yes, this is Bob Surratt calling. I'd like to talk to you on the WGN Morning Show, please.
Happy Star Wars Day, by the way.
Oh, may the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you, too. Today is a big day for Star Wars fans. If you see people running around today with their Star Wars gear on, that's why. Today, in addition to it being Star Wars Day and virtual Star Wars conventions are going on online. What you may want to focus in on is what's going on Disney Plus today. Have you figured out how to get the Disney Plus yet?
No, it's on my imaginary list of things to do.
Things to take care of. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
On Disney Plus today, they are premiering a new docuseries on their most popular series, The Mandalorian. And this is also the day that The Rise of Skywalker debuts on Disney Plus, months ahead of when it was supposed to be. So now all nine of the Skywalker Star Wars movies are all on Disney Plus. The Clone Wars is debuting today on Disney Plus as well. So if you're a Star Wars fan, that's where you want to be today.
Have you heard anything more about Joey Pantoliano? He's from Chicago, I think, originally, isn't he? And he was in an auto accident.
In a bad auto accident. I've only heard that he was taken to the hospital and that it was serious. I didn't hear critical. I didn't hear anything life-threatening, just that it was serious enough for him to go to the hospital and stay in the hospital, which is where he is now. It was, I guess, pretty bad car accident. Nicest guy that you could ever meet, considering that we probably probably know him best from Sopranos and one of the most bizarre characters that they ever had on that show.
Oh, Ralph Cifaretto. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the way that he met his ending on that show, I don't even want to mention around the breakfast table here this morning, but nicest guy, Joey Pants is how everybody calls him. Nicest guy that there can be. So we're sending him good wishes.
Yep. We hope for a speedy recovery for him. All right, Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. See you, Bob.
Thank you.